Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Episode 135 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alec Mueller. With me today I have
Ben Merritt,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zulf Smith,
Hammer to Lahurin after hand,
Sel Sidebottom,
and Azu.
And special guest
I'm a little bit cute. How are you doing?
So we are currently in the
initiative order.
Initiative order, that's true. I'm going to take my time. No, we are in the...
You've got 6 seconds, I'm sorry. That's the leading.
Yes. We're in the abandoned post sort of sanatorium, post-researchy kind of weird place, facing off against a cube that used magic back against Hamid and is currently gunning for him. With that in mind, we are at the start of a fresh initiative order, and I'm going to start with Hamid.
You've just been shoved behind me.
Yeah.
We can't leave it to chase us!
And that's all I have time to say.
Okay, what are you doing, though? What
I cast Fireball. I place the Fireball...
No, that's such a terrible idea.
That's a really
Why
bad
would you
idea.
Do that? Do you want us to die?
Yeah, that's... No.
It literally reflected the spell back at you.
Yeah.
Can Harry make an int check, please?
Don't tell other people how to play that character.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking...
Hamid sometimes likes to pop.
So you're casting
no,
a fireball.
No, you can pop his self, not us.
So you are casting a fireball.
I think that's a beep.
Yeah, at the wall behind the cube.
Where so the sort of broken window is and so on.
Yeah, so that when it...
It catches the back end of the cube.
Yeah, but doesn't hit any of my friends.
Yeah, so you're shooting past the cube, exploding behind it, and then trying to catch its back and maybe hit a window at the same time.
Oh, yeah, the window's just collateral damage, yeah, but it'll look cool.
That means that if
that's an explosion! Oh my gosh!
So, roll attack first.
This is like the worst thing that's
not.
Ever.
Oh no, you just.
Not how
I forget,
works.
It's Fireball in Pathfinder, you just say it's
just
there.
Do it,
and
yeah.
It happens.
Just do it.
Yeah, and it just shatters a bunch of windows and alerts everyone in the compound.
Oh!
This is the worst decision anyone's ever made.
Would you like to roll a reflex save?
Hamid's in a weird headspace.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He used to be so cautious.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I'm really upset.
maybe Hamid has been infected and Bryn and
check
Alex
blue veins.
Oh my gosh.
It turns out blue veins is me just turning players to my course.
Yeah. Oh, that's so many dice. I should have put him behind
save?
You, Zulf, because like
18?
He could shoot from between my legs.
He should have chucked him through the window. At this
yeah,
rate.
18, it doesn't make it, it's all good. How much damage do you deal?
Oh,
48 damage.
Oh my god.
Okay, give me a second to
decent
check.
Damage.
But
decent.
He can't even claim victory if he one-shots it because he still smashed the window. Hamid, my sweet child. What are you doing?
To be fair, I've made 8 explosions.
There have already been explosions.
At least they were small ones that don't fall to the courtyard where it was like...
So Fireball, to be clear, doesn't light things on fire, but does do concussive damage and so on.
You'd have to read the spell description. I don't think it actually does, mechanically speaking.
But you must be able to blow out a window.
No. We've had it blow out windows before because it's cool, but mechanically, that's for extra effect.
So we might still
unattended
be
objects also take this damage. I would argue a window counts as
an unattended... If that's how you want to rule it,
they're
totally
cool!
Fair. Yeah. Mm.
I would also say that structural beams probably would count as an unattended item, unless there's someone hugging them.
Because then you can hold them up.
Just very attended.
First thing that happens, boom, the windows blow out. All of them within range. You know, everything on that half of the side of things... blow out.
I was invisible.
Also,
I
to be clear, because the windows are a late addition to what was originally a stone building, you know, floor-to-ceiling windows, not very common, mostly wood. So you blow out all of the windows from floor to ceiling on that half of the roof. They're just gone, for a start. I'd say as well, for the sake of flavour, one of the chandeliers drops behind the behind the blob. The flames then, the concussion wave and so on, slams into the blob. At which point, everyone who can see it sees it reform itself a bit more.
Oh no.
Having apparently maybe healed slightly from it, and that's what happens. Do you have a move action as well?
I need to back off. What I don't know is if I should back off in the room or past my friends.
Jump out the window.
Do not
double down. Double down. You're making good decisions. Keep making good decisions.
No. I could cast fly before I hit the floor.
Cast fly.
No!
Cast fly. Jump out the window and cast fly.
He just flies the rest of the way up and hasn't passed that on by himself.
You, devil in his shoulder.
Shut up.
I'll just back off.
You back off into the corner of the room, basically. Yeah. That makes sense. To be clear, behind all of the other like melee characters. At which point then, sell you up. Because you got to say you're moving up.
Oh, I'm moving so that I'm sort of diagonally looking through the door.
So you're throwing through the doorway at the back of the
And
block.
I believe, was that a 5-foot step so I can still throw four?
It wasn't a 5-foot step. Oh, it was 10.
I go there.
Yeah, that would be fine.
That is line of sight.
That means I get 4 bombs.
Yes, fine. You take a 5-foot step and get 4 bombs.
Okay, so the first one is 23.
Hit.
The second one is 24.
Hit.
Third one is 21.
Stop hitting now, please.
And then the next was 15 plus 2, so 17.
Hit.
Oh, that's also a hit. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it
okay.
doesn't have very high AC.
Okay!
I mean, creature. You're hitting a barn, well, a big, gloopy barn door, but a barn door nonetheless.
So the first one...
Well, this isn't fun at all.
Nah. First one is 17.
Okay.
Second one...
Powerful.
Is 19.
Okay.
This is a lot of damage.
The third one
is
20.
Oh, this isn't good. You're dealing enough damage, you're going to have to break out a calculator at this rate. Keep going.
Fourth one is 27.
You may have killed
That's
my
absurd.
Baby. Is that genuinely the amount of damage?
Yeah.
46
I watched
plus
roll
7.
It's fine. Everything's fine. No. That's fine, and you know why that's fine? Because it got to do its ability at least once. Which for you guys is just a big win, isn't it?
Are we covered in goop now?
Wait, hang on a minute. So it's not Sasha who one-shots bosses, it's Lydia.
Yeah.
That's
the rule.
Absolutely.
I actually min-max more than you think.
So not only have you destroyed it, from a mechanical standpoint, you've dealt more damage than it's physically possible for that creature to have as hit points, even if I cranked the difficulty to max that the system allows.
All right, cool.
To be clear, it still had a little bit of damage kicking around, even post-fireball. You've dealt so much damage. You throw the bombs in.
Yeah.
They all just actually go in it.
Yeah.
Explode. It just explodes into jelly chunks. And then they are sprayed across the room. As a flavour point, before anyone has a freak out, some of them land on you, obviously. If it's landing on skin, it burns. However, it's easy enough to just bat it off. You're not doing saves or anything like that, and you're all wearing clothes, so you're talking like, a little bit there or something. It just splats everywhere, and just chunks of inanimate jelly are kind of wobbling in the corners now. Also, the chunks of the people that were within it, you can now see, are just exploded around the room as well.
Lovely.
So, because everyone else... is in the room, or Zolf just out of the room, whatever. Cell then kind of leans in through the door and is like, hey guys!
Good work, Cell! Welcome!
I liked your explosion. Okay. That was a really good explosion.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Before we go into characters, Alex needs to say something.
Right.
You have denied the audience the first ever ooze to cast a fireball. That's what you've denied us all. Ooze was about to cast a fireball!
Alex, sorry, can I just... Good.
Now let's distress this. Distressed? You know, I'm sticking with that word. Let's distress this in character.
Zolf is distressed. Okay, we need to get a move on. They'll have heard that. We need to go.
Okay.
Why did... Never mind. Come on, let's go.
What's done is done. Hammett, please don't do that again.
Do what again?
Okay, we broke cover.
people didn't know we were here, and then some windows exploded, so let's just
get there with were it. Explosions! There were several explosions before I cast fire.
Localised, but the window will rain glass explosion. On people, okay? Anyway, let's
we
just...
We needed to kill it!
We didn't.
We could have run.
We could have run away from it.
Then it just would have followed us while we enter a hostile environment. Ooze that's an even more stupid plan.
Oozes are slow, and generally probably not that
yes,
good at
but
tracking.
But if we get in another fight and the ooze comes up behind us, we're completely screwed.
As I said, what's done is done. Okay, let's just go.
So, like, I'm here drinking tea, looking at the two of them, but Stella's doing very similar motions.
You don't leave a hostile creature behind you in an unknown environment.
What's done is done. Let's keep going.
Where is keep going?
Up.
I don't know.
We should go up. Like this floor is just an abandoned place, right? Yeah. With a random cube in it. So let's go up.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. So.
What do you mean you don't know each other? You don't know each other very well? I thought you were buddies.
I know Hamid, I don't know Zolt.
Are you still
very well.
Doing stealth checks and so on?
No.
That's a no from Zolt.
Yeah.
They're not working anyway. Not with Clanky McClank and his big sister Clankerson over here.
Oh, it's all sat in the room.
To you.
Rude.
Again, I'm sort of it's upsetting to me that no one is seeing me drinking the tea and watching the other one.
Literally sipping the tea.
Well, we're on the move. As
the
well.
Building's on fire and everyone's just saying, this is fine.
I'm not.
No.
So, you continue going up, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
You head up another 2.5 floors and you see another loading bay, mm-hmm. door closed this time. Mm-hmm. So we're back into the dark, but there's still some light coming from up unless you close the door behind you.
So, are there crates? Is there stuff in them?
No.
And it's locked, right, you said?
The door's closed.
Okay, so it seems like when I go ahead, I get exploded. So
I rush past and
through
the hole.
How about?
So you look through the keyhole, give me a perception check.
Oh, good. 11.
11, okay. It appears to be almost one just big, large room. Your guess, abandoned dormitory or something similar.
Are there beds in it?
Yeah, so like okay. there are ruined beds in there. There appears to be one of the windows is gone, so one of the beds is just a mush because it's been years of damp and so on. To be clear, it isn't running the whole length of like a castle. It's not like a football field of beds, but it appears to be basically a dormitory room.
Looks like an abandoned dorm. I'm starting to suspect that we've actually gone past the useful bit.
You think maybe the lab is
I think
in
we might
the
be
basement?
Too high.
Yeah.
Well, oh. I mean, that grate seemed like a dividing line. We don't know if we should be below it or above it.
I think we should still try and hit the top just in case anything is up there. But
yeah, and the view will be incredible.
Not worth exploring this floor. Let's go up.
No,
probably not.
Maybe we just head. We just go straight up until we hit something. Instead.
Let's hit the top and work our way down. Yeah, that sounds sensible.
Okay, you head up another 2.5 floors, at which point you find yourself facing a door that appears both locked and padlocked.
Ah, this is better.
Okay, yes, this might be interesting.
Gonna disable the device?
I mean, is it worth checking for traps? I mean, do we have...
Don't ask me what you do.
I was going to check for traps. You just look. Just look for me.
I love that this is a new thing for Sal of just, okay, like...
Looks hard.
Don't touch. Look for anything that doesn't look like
okay.
It should do, right?
Trip wires
on the bars, or... pressure plates around the door, that kind of stuff.
Okay, 26.
I'm gonna have a look as well, because I can help, but I'm not helping because I got lower than 26.
Okay.
21.
Okay.
Important I didn't critically fail and be like, what's going on here?
So a 26 from Zolf and
26 from Sal, 21 from Zolf.
And Sal is checking for traps.
Yep. Okay. Looking for traps. Check-in seems like a technical term.
That's true.
Looking if there's a trap there. Yeah. Really hard.
Okay.
Unkeyworded trap. Yeah. Is there, maybe?
Trap hunt? Trap house?
You can basically only see the most simple traps unless you have the special feet.
You detect no traps.
Are you going to try and pick it, or shall I...
I liked what you did down there. So show me again what you got.
Well, this one's a lot smaller.
Steps back a long way.
Also do that.
I cast acid splash.
No, not because of what you're doing. In the case the door explodes.
Okay, the lock casts acid splash back now.
And then there's a jelly lock.
And then I do it again.
It was a mimic.
And then I do it again. And then I do it again.
It's easy. Yeah. It's fine. Off it goes.
The
lock, for what it's worth, was a late addition. You also notice this seems to be the top floor that the lift goes to. The stairs seem to continue up another 2.5 or so, but the lift, this is as high as it gets.
Can I look through the keyhole?
Yeah.
now that there's not a padlock
in the
way?
Yeah, absolutely.
24.
As far as you can tell, it's an enormous attic space. You know how I said the dormitory like doesn't run the length of it? This one genuinely might. Think pitched ceiling, tiles and so on. You notice that there's a lot of rain and stuff coming in at a far end. It looks like there's been a problem with the roof a while ago. But it looks like a storage room full of like boxes and so on. Kind of higgledy-piggledy. Think Room of Requirement in the Harry Potter films kind of levels of just stuff rammed in there. And it is a big room. Like, pitched ceiling that goes well on. It's kind of like the most attic-y attic storage space you can imagine.
It just like looks like a much, much bigger version of the storage bays on the other floors.
Right. Should we skip it?
They got a lot of stuff to store.
Yeah.
I
feel like we should at least look through some of the boxes to see if there's anything interesting in them. But they probably won't.
Let's make it quick.
If there's one of your mackerel things.
Simulacrum. Yes, that's how we got there. Simulacrum.
Oh, okay.
I open the door.
I think the Czech might call it a robot.
Yeah, they do. It's a really good word. I
you
like
say
the word
as
robot.
You step through the door.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So heading into the room.
I don't speak Czech, which almost surprises Sel because they don't actually know European languages, but they speak most of the languages they're aware of.
So heading into the room, it seems full of all kinds of things. Furniture covered in sheets, crates.
We will start going through the crates, but we'll probably do it in a much less thorough
I need
way
to know how long
before.
People are looking at spending, and then I'll get a perception check from everyone.
Sel is not going to get bored very quickly.
Yeah, a few minutes, not
we're not
very
gonna
long.
Have to look
I'm going to try and take a look at the big ticket items, maybe for any like magical
things. Yeah, that's absolutely
fine. I'll decast detect magic again so I can
see. I will also do that, because I can do that, and it will be helpful.
That's fine. Can everyone please first give me a perception check?
I look at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
20 for Ben.
20 for Ben.
20.
That makes
total.
Life easier for me.
Yeah.
Two people casting detect magic have the same.
26.
26 from Sel.
Perception 25.
25. Okay, cool. So you look up, there are no monsters in the ceiling. Good start. You do, for a brief moment, think there aren't. It's like, oh no, there's a couple of bats. Normal bats, to be clear, not a swarm
not
of vampiric intent
bats.
Or anything like that. You are clear that at the very far end of it is, a chunk of the roof has fallen in. There are no windows up here, to be clear. The light that's coming in is from that broken in bit. In terms of the items that are around, mm-hmm. It is a hodgepodge, equal parts, kind of posh-ish mansion-y stuff like you'd expect, combined with medical equipment. We're not going for, like, horror movie rusted blood everywhere. It's more like, you know, the things that you have for drip bags, I forget what they're called, like the stands.
The stands
for IV bags, that kind of thing. Like, there's a bunch of them in a corner with a sheet over them. There's a couple of gurneys with sheets over them. Nothing in here in terms of liquids or anything. It appears genuinely to be furniture and just a bunch of equipment that's not being used. There is nothing particularly interesting and valuable in terms of the normal mundane stuff, really. What there is this big flat magic item at the back with a transmutation aura to it. It's under a sheet.
We pull the sheet off.
Cursed mirror.
Okay, we pull the sheet off. Everyone is pulled into the mirror. No.
Stop doing this!
you see a portrait. It's slightly spoiled in a corner, but not heavily. And it's a portrait of a 30-year-old Japanese gentleman.
Do I recognise...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yoshida?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It's Yoshida more or less the last time... Not the last time you saw him, but the last time that you've seen pictures of him. Because obviously you saw him ages ago.
When he was
and
young,
his picture's still been around, but it's a picture of him as a sort of handsome adult and so on, and the transmutation...
So the aura, the picture isn't like of him being old and terrible and
no,
looking really evil?
It's him... it's him normal, and it appears to have had a very, very unnecessary transmutation magic on. It has slight movements.
Can I?
It looks a little bit alive. To be clear, it's not like talking and recognizing you. It just
it
breathes. It fidgets a little bit. There's a good breeze through his hair.
Roll a arcana or spellcraft to check. There's nothing more interesting
absolutely.
Being like hidden.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which one would you like? I mean, they're the same number.
Give me knowledge arcana. Sell if you have the same. When it's been exposed, please do.
27.
27.
17.
You take your time. Sell at a glance, it looks normal. Hamid, okay, I know how this rolls. Look at the back of the frame, blah, 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 blah. Genuinely, it looks like it is just normal. In fact, you realise that the discoloration at the top, just a bit of the frame. The actual picture's pristine, but that makes sense. It's a magic picture. Yeah. They're made to be pristine no matter what. It really doesn't seem to have anything else going on.
I'll cover it back up, just because otherwise it'll make me feel creepy and watched.
It's fine. It isn't looking out, by the way. It's looking slightly off frame.
Ego piece?
Seems to be.
Right.
That would, again, fit with what I know of the guy.
All right, well, let's move in.
Looking more and more like these top few floors are deserted and that maybe we should...
Unless, secret garret right at the top.
Well, I think
so
we
let's
should
double
check.
Okay.
Also, the view will be amazing.
So, you go up the last set of stairs. This one, unlike the others which were circling the lift and so on, are circling the lift mechanism. So, you know, like a complicated pulley system and blah, 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 blah. It's not in good condition for what it's worth. Like, it's a little bit rusted.
Good to not take the lift, guys.
It doesn't look like it's about to immediately collapse, but it's also not in good repair. No one's been up here in a while. And heading up, the stairs lead to a ladder, which then leads to a hatch and a flat ceiling marker. There's a little bit of stone arching, and it appears that someone's sort of put a trapdoor or used an existing trapdoor or something like that.
It's going to be dangerous, but we need to check that.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll look at it hard.
Give me a detect traps.
Ooh, natural 20.
Yes, nice. There are.
Ooh.
What you can see is you're sort of going, okay, so look, don't touch, fine.
Don't touch, don't like it.
That hinge is on the wrong side. That's a really stupid way of doing that. Why would you... Oh no, it's a thing! Oh! Yeah, the thing's trapped. You are not able to tell how, because you don't have those abilities. No. There's a trap on the door.
Folks, I'm pretty sure that it may be some kind of trap. Either that or just really badly engineered.
Oh, well done for spotting it then.
Yeah, though I have no idea what to do about that.
Do you think you could disable it? I mean, you're pretty good with engineering, but don't do anything dangerous.
I mean, I can just poke it with my glaive.
Yeah, honestly. Poke it from a long way away. That sounds like what the engineer in me is saying.
Okay.
I mean, unless you've got a spell that can do something. I don't
know.
I could
close.
Blow it up.
Let's not blow it
I'll
up.
I'll poke it first and then blow it up if it doesn't do anything.
That sounds like my usual approach to things.
Okay.
So steps back quite a long way.
Yeah, I'm going to...
You poke it, not me.
Stand, obviously,
this is
below
me being
it.
Safe.
Sort of, with the glaive and try and, like... Actually, I'm going to make the glaive be on fire. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to...
Seems
lock mechanism.
Okay.
Try
to be clear,
directly under
to be clear,
I'm going to try as hard as I can and be ready to jump.
To be clear,
out
there is also a lock. It's not just this trap. Mm-hmm. You bash it, nothing seems to happen.
Right.
But it is still locked.
Splash the lock off, then try again.
Okay. I'll stand at a reasonable distance, but close enough to be sure of my aim and cast acid splash at the lock a few times.
That's fine. Takes a little bit longer because occasionally you miss.
Yeah.
but yeah, eventually the goop that was a lock drips down, exposing a trap door that's now not locked.
Okay, I'm going to try and push the trap door up then.
Okay, 1 second.
Very gingerly. Readying a runaway action.
You run down the lift shaft.
Can I push it defensively?
I don't think you can.
Okay.
How long is your glaive?
2 squares.
That's such a big weapon.
If it's 10 foot, you don't need to be on the ladder. You can just be at the base going.
That was my plan.
The trap goes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By which I mean an enormous explosion happens.
Try and roll out of the way.
Give me a reflex save.
Really glad
do I get any I'm ready for this and expecting it bonuses?
Afraid not.
Boom.
Don't work like that.
Stupid system. I know it doesn't work like that, but I was hoping it would.
How big is the radius? Because we've stepped back, but I want to know if we stepped far enough back.
Same.
I'd like to know the reflex save for Zol first, and then I'll answer that one thing at a time.
23.
Pretty
good. Oh, by the way, good roll. My breastplate has spell resistance.
Good roll.
So, good to know. Things that happen. Number one, you make your reflex save. Hooray. So you're taking half damage. The... width of the thing, Hamid, you might know this off the top of your head, I've got it here, but width of a fireball.
Yeah. It's 20 foot radius.
So 20 foot radius, if you are all...
That's way back.
Unless you are like down the stairs, you can get hit, but I was assuming you were down the stairs.
I think Hamid is close enough to get hit by that.
Fair
I think
enough.
He was assuming a 10 foot radius.
That's fine, that's fine. But for what it's worth, I was assuming that you wouldn't all be stood bad. Going... Let's stand underneath the trapdoor and see what comes down.
But yeah, Hamid might well have been 10 to 15 feet back.
Okay, so in terms of damage, give me a reflex save, Hamid. I mean, for you, it's not really that much of an issue, the whole fire damage thing.
It does help, I won't lie to you. that's 18 on the reflex save.
You make the reflex save. It's 15 damage rounded down. That was a real low roll.
15 total.
15
and
total.
And we both take half, so we both take 7. And
I rolled 3 ones, 2 twos, and a 5.
Aww.
That literally bounces off my fire resistance.
Also, spell resistance?
Spell resistance applies to fireball.
Basically, I think the fireball rolls 1d20 plus caster level and has to beat 13.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that your spell resistance?
It succeeds on the spell resistance.
Yeah, that's fine. But then I take mighty 7 damage.
And I take 0.
7? Why do we even bother? Also, I read out the numbers and got it wrong. I knocked one on them.
I'm fine.
And also,
are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm just patting out. Yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
The door is now not there anymore, and the tempest is pouring in, rain dropping down into the rain shaft.
Right, so I guess that was just to avoid...
shaft.
people getting in.
The ladder is still there, by the way. From above. Nice,
yeah.
Yeah, but might as well check. As Cell said, you might be lovely. Climb up and check. Yeah.
Okay. We can go and stand in the storm and curse the gods to, you know, challenge us with their
I actually
power.
Do a lot of work.
That's not
with,
a good idea.
I was joking. I absolutely was not going to do that.
I have done that once before.
I do a lot of work with lightning, so I try not to be rude to storms.
Yeah, I absolutely wasn't going. I thought I'd turn light in the mood.
So Zolf goes up the ladder.
I think.
Yeah, I think we all go.
Okay, cool. So you all head up the ladder. You head up onto the roof of one of the highest points of the complex. So to describe it very quickly, the visibility is terrible. Lightning, storms, etc. Like, it's not great. Through the flashes of lightning, you see that there are four towers. You're in the central actual, like, keep bit, I suppose, retrofitted. It's a pitched roof that has sort of walkways upon it and so on. But yeah, there's thunder, lightning, etc. You see there's four towers. One of them appears to be in complete disrepair, like crumbled in on itself, effectively. The others seem okay. Because of your, like, sort of at the edge of a building, you are able to sort of have a quick peek down. You can see lights moving around way down at the bottom.
Do they seem agitated?
Yeah, and then across this building, so on the far side of what was, you know how that attic space was large and blah, 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 blah. You see, you're not at the highest point, because there's a single bolt of lightning crackles. You can see the monolithic, like, obelisk of this lighthouse heading up even higher than where you are. It's almost like they built it on top of the keep for added height. That appears to still be giving off light. And now that you're close, the light it's giving off is massive. In order for you to have seen it way out there, and it's already that high, they've gone gross overkill for some reason on it. And on that, with another bolt of lightning and thunder, rather dramatic, unnecessarily, note, I'm going to take a break.
So rainy!
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back. So it's all very dramatic at the top of this.
But
chucking rain and so
there
on.
To investigate or fight. Right. So.
Right. Yes.
From what we can see, lighthouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also, they know something's in this building. So maybe
we could run around the top of the. We could go down and then run through the.
Or we just fly to the lighthouse.
Oh yeah.
If we can. Can we?
Yeah.
Hamid, you know that in this kind of strong weather. Also, by the way, you're talking quite quietly over.
I mean, right, yeah,
duck
I don't want to shout.
Down.
But one thing that you will know is that it takes an element of skill to fly through that kind of weather.
So, I have enough spells to cast fly three more times. Mm. You can fly by yourself, but. Don't think it's a great idea because the weather.
flying. There's a solid chance you'll get blown off course.
Flying is
hard. All right.
Was there a door at the other end that might take us to, like, another... the other tower? Because it looks like it all joins up.
Does it all join up?
So, it looks like you can walk along this walkway to the far side where that tower is, and you could go on foot.
Oh.
And you can't necessarily make out a doorway, but, you know, massive torrential rain,
and
it's a massive building.
I can explode it.
Let's... well...
or he could.
I think...
his explosions are even better.
Well, we should walk across the roof, because they're going to start working their way up this building to find out what caused the explosion.
That's true.
They'll probably find the guy we tied up earlier as well.
Poor
that'll give
buddy.
Be a giveaway.
Maybe.
Okay.
But anyway, we should really just keep going.
Let's cross over
time
and go down the other tower.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to require checks of any kind, because there's big, safe walkways with railings and so on. No one's been up here for a while, but it's almost like when you make stuff outside, you make it to last. So yeah, you're heading along these walkways, and they are sort of metal grate style, clank, clank, clank. The storm's still going on, etc. So you're heading along the walkway, and you can sort of peer down at, there's two courtyards, one on either side of it, effectively, and yeah, there's a couple of lights. It doesn't look like an army, and it doesn't look like a mob. We're talking like a few agitated lights, not hundreds.
It's kind of people being like, ah, something's happening. Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of.
Yeah.
Talking like a dozen?
If that.
Okay.
If that.
That's fine. We can get
I'm thinking closer to like maybe six. Assume a dozen if it's on both sides.
Come on, that's only 3-1 odds.
They're all kobolds, we're fine. If they're all ogres, we're not.
It used to be a... cut me off if I'm wrong. Like, I swear this used to be a school. Like a big... busy school.
Well, that makes sense from what we saw.
Loads of people came here. That
but
was only
so
a few years ago.
So much of it
ago.
Looks abandoned now.
Yeah, we abandoned it. Well,
but that's no. I mean, I knew he was up to something, but like, where are all the people that have been attacking us come from?
Victims, monsters, minions.
It is worth mentioning for Sel's benefit. The timelines that seem to be coming out do check out, which is that it was a school. Things started going a little weird 5 years ago, but that would mean that, or like 3-5.
Yeah.
But if they were going a little weird, that means that all of this has been happened and he was still presenting everything's fine, everything's wonderful for like years afterwards.
Like, I guess it's I suppose maybe he was covering up the fact there were like problems or he was killing.
I guess so. People don't really want you to, or I don't imagine he wanted people to know that he was an horrible villain.
There's literally dead people around, so...
Oh, yeah. It's true, but, I mean, that happens in laboratories. Okay.
You make it to...
it shouldn't.
...the base of this lighthouse, in inverted commas, which is really wide. It's a massive structure. You can see that...
have to be that tall.
Yeah, you can see that, actually... anyone have knowledge engineering?
Me!
He says.
So much knowledge.
I'm just wondering how far below us the courtyard is, because Fireball has a really long range.
I think might be within range.
Yeah.
Fireball them from up here.
Nice.
And
then
reflect it back.
That's 30.
I didn't expect this to go John Wick, but I'm okay with it. At 30, you are pretty certain there's some magical reinforcement going on. Mm-hmm. Your guess is it looks to be stone on the outside. Mm-hmm. Probably someone's got metal reinforcements on the inside and so on, and probably magical reinforcement on top, because a structure of this size requires so much upkeep that to have been abandoned for like 3-5 years, you either use magic or it starts falling down, just as a heads up.
So there's no door to get in.
So as you're getting to the end of the walkways, they converge from either sides of the pitch roof and then lead down a little bit to, a doorway, an arched stone doorway, which has a heavy steel door inside it, and there appears to be like a metal shutter on it, not one that would let you see through, but one that looks like will pull open. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like a...
so it's a hatch.
Not yeah, it's kind of like a hatch that can open from this side, not the other side. And it has a another padlocked...
The padlock is on this side.
That sounds like prisoners to me.
All right.
Or really cool monsters.
Something could be trapped inside. Do you want to look through the hatch
first? Yes, I do. Jumps at and opens the hatch.
Okay, the trap doesn't go off, because there isn't one. You find
this is going to happen
a lot.
You've got
to stop faking out.
You find a water damaged but still legible piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
Scrawled on it are the words, go away.
In what language?
In what language?
Japanese.
Yeah, it says go away.
No.
Okay.
What? That seems like the kind of thing that we should...
Sel thinks for a second, goes back, shuts the shutter, opens it again. Does it still say the same thing?
It still has a tatty piece of paper on there.
Yep.
From your knowledge engineering, I'll give you this as an additional. It looks like the kind of thing that would have, say, a schedule in it for people to have a look at, or something similar, something useful.
Okay, but when...
it's
when
just
you...
such a weird message, because it's not going to keep out anyone... anyone who's coming here would know why they would come.
It's just...
Then let's
There's
investigate.
There's something incongruent about that as the message.
You say incongruent, I say suspicious. So let's go investigate.
I say interesting.
Should I blow the padlock off again?
Yes, please.
That's a splash.
So it goes 20 foot back.
I also do, because this has been very fire-based, which means that Hamid is inherently much, yes. much better at dealing with this.
I also step back, by the way.
Yeah, you burst through the lock. It comes off easily. The door, it'll be heavy. It's a big,
it.
Thick door. It opens outwards, not inwards, so you're having to sort of grab and
pull. It against the wind.
It's certainly rusted on this side, and it's pretty heavy. I'm not going to do a strength check because it's fairly arbitrary. You can just step in and fix it if you need.
Yeah.
But it's...
Hammond is struggling.
It is hard work to get this door.
It hasn't exploded.
Yeah. I think, Azu, you probably would actually need to help just because it's so much heavier than Hammond.
I think as soon as I know that it's not exploded and you're struggling, I'll be like, oh, okay.
I think the point where he's bracing his feet in the door jamb is fully horizontal and you push it, you might have to step in.
I just yank it.
You appear to be in the base room of some kind of a lighthouse or something. There is a circular staircase which goes both up and down.
Right.
There is a room that it's entering into. So, like, there's a ceiling. It's quite high, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of electrical-looking equipment around the edges, buttons, levers, all the fun stuff, and a bunch of heavy cables running down through the middle of this circular staircase, which runs down, not just through this, but then on downwards.
So, assumedly, it's powered from below us.
Yeah, I mean, that checks out.
All right,
let's go up and see it. I love that. That would be so cool.
What kind of equipment is around the walls?
Give me knowledge engineering. Hey! If you don't have it, good luck.
Only 18.
Only 18?
Mm-hmm.
It looks to be a combination of communications equipment and power transfer.
So this stuff, this isn't just power. They're also communicating with someone. This is
But not like, to be clear, like, radio isn't a common thing. Here. Like, it's not like you should just go, oh yeah, he's got a radio transmitter. Like, not a thing.
Yeah,
it's more like the cables might be running to a PA system, that kind of thing.
Maybe it's just like a PA or like voiceover system.
Right. Is this new tech? Like, is this maintained?
There is a mix of both. There's some older stuff which appears to be the power transfer stuff, and the communication stuff appears to be newer. And what I would say is that, in the nicest way possible for Cell, everything here is cutting edge, but it's very easy to be cutting edge when you've got all the resources, you know?
I mean, it's okay, it's good, kind of. I mean, yeah, it's very, very good. Some of it's very new. But I can make something like this given enough time.
It's in active use?
So
I will be on our guard now.
Okay.
Because we might have people actively guarding this place.
Oh, yes.
Right,
makes sense.
Up or down?
Up. I want to see the light.
Do you close the door or leave it open?
Close the door and the hatch.
Okay. Can you all give me perception check, please?
Add no really to the end of the note.
Yeah. Honest.
No, oh, dear.
17.
Mm-hmm.
15. Mm-hmm.
13.
32.
Cell.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just keep rolling really high on perception.
Good.
I don't actually
you
have
see
that
through
high bonus.
Space and time.
Cell. 13 is a pretty high bonus.
Up the staircase, there are multiple people up in the room above.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell by sound. You can smell them. They have a kind of acidic-y smell that you're like, yeah, there's multiple people there.
Yeah. Also, as a half-elf, I do have big pointy ears.
Yeah, but you smell them. That's how you do it.
Guys, quiet. Although Cell, the whole time, has been the only one talking. let's be quiet, because there are actually people up there.
Right, okay. Hang on a minute. Do you think this is the time for invisibility?
I think it could be the time for fighting. Could be the time for do you want to like sneak past them, or do you want to like surprise them?
I mean, invisibility doesn't make you silent.
Yeah, and also if you're gonna explode them, which it seems like as a team we're pretty keen on,
right. The invisibility goes away straight away. It just doesn't last. Okay, so we're thinking rush them, sneak and rush.
It's worth mentioning as well, now that the door's closed, big thick walls, storm's nice and quiet outside. Finally,
sneak and rush.
Sure. Who's good at sneaking?
I mean, you and me a bit. Okay, if you stay here, if we stay here, then you go up, set things off, and we'll run up. Right? Because otherwise they'll hear us.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the armor.
Yep, that.
All right, well, we don't want to get, stuck in like you guys do, is the thing. That's fine. We'll back
just
off. Just pull them back down here.
Okay. And see if they're hostile first. Like, don't just...
Yeah, they might be nice people.
Okay, we'll go have a look. Okay, we'll sneak to the entrance of the room.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Right. Go on, then.
Yeah,
go, let's go. Come on, give me stealth checks. No. Who's sneaking? Natural 20.
Nice.
Plus thought me and Azu would have got.
It's the lowest I could possibly get.
Thankfully, it's something that has an opposed roll.
How did they do, Alex?
There's lots of them.
There are at least four enemies.
Four enemies.
They all did really terribly.
Good.
Good.
Okay, cool. You manage to sneak up. There is a hairy moment where Cell basically knocks over what appears to be like an unattended wrench. And then
the mind natural 20 lets me catch it.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's just that luck of, come on.
Hammond looks surprised that he'd managed that, but is very pleased.
A little bit of claw came out, but it's all good. So I'm going to allow, for flavour, just stick with me on this one. Mm-hmm. Full Scooby-Doo, two sets of head next to each other, just poke up, kind of looking...
The thing is that actually quite a lot shows them because Cell has very vertical hair.
Oh, yeah, it's like hair.
Eyes.
Sorry, goggles eyes.
Goggles eyes, yes.
What you see are a bunch of what appear to be kobolds wearing little lab coats. And they're all operating equipment around the edges of the room. And they all look to be flustered is a nice word of saying it. They're all kind of...
Aww.
They're all wearing little lab coats. The lab coats are super tatty, like kind of ratty at the bottom and loads of stains
and
stuff.
Are they talking to each other?
Yes.
What are they saying?
Oh, four at once, I can do this.
You can give a general description rather than recreating the conversation.
First thing you can tell is that they clearly aren't drugged the same way that the one down was. It's not like, push, button, make, lever, go.
Yeah.
At the same time, they don't appear to be like genius level intellects techno-babbling, but it is stuff like, move the power. Okay, right, we've got to do... can you do a transfer from B? I'm doing B! It's all in Draconic, obviously. They appear to be faffing with something, and occasionally, but you made your stealth roll, so you're going to get away with it, occasionally one of them will keep, like, glancing over towards the trapdoor, but you've always got enough time to kind of duck down. And they're like, not much time, come on, I am coming on. And then two of them just start kind of going at one another.
I whisper to Sel,
I'm going to try something.
Is it casting sleep?
No, but similar. Because sleep, unless they're all only one hit dice, wouldn't affect all of them. But I have a new spell.
Oh dear.
A level 4 spell.
Ooh.
I cast.
Yay. Please don't.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Rainbow pattern.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Is that heaven?
Describe it for the audience and say it.
So I literally create an illusion, a kind of a shimmering sheet in the air above them, which is glowing rainbows. So this happened to Sasha
when we
were...
Not exactly, but almost
but it's a
identical.
Very similar effect. And so, it forces them to become fascinated by it.
And kobolds probably have garbage with it.
Describe the spell and its effect for everyone.
I surround the kobolds and fill the room with this swirling haze of colourful rainbow energy.
Okay.
And they all basically get distracted and start to stare into it.
Does it affect Cell?
It turns out that yes, it does also affect Cell. I thought it wouldn't.
How many hit dice of creatures does it affect?
24 total.
Okay, cool. Let me do some quick maths. So you've got 20 hit dice of creatures going spare.
So I could have cast sleep. Actually, it would have worked.
It is going to affect Cell, but they get will saves.
They get will saves, and you get a will save as well.
What's the DC?
18.
Oh, I don't like that face. Oh my word. I actually only got 18.
That's enough.
Just.
Yes.
So three of them all start two of the ones that are fighting one another, one of them who's like just beating on the one underneath, just kind of like pathetically beating. They are weeds for kobold, let's put that in perspective. He's sort of slapping him across the face a bit, and then the one on top just kind of fades off. The one who's underneath is like, gets a few slaps in himself on the one that's on top, and then sees you all. He clearly isn't affected.
Initiative?
Yes, initiative for everyone, please.
Hey.
For diddle's sake,
goodness me.
12.
26.
17. 13.
Hamid goes first.
I cast Hold Person on the one remaining kobold.
Good.
Make another will save, little one.
What's the DC?
18 again.
No. It's just like... Its eyes are still moving.
Aww. Oh, little guy.
So it technically gets to save against it every turn, but obviously I go, let's grab that one so it doesn't start moving again quickly.
I'm happy to just skip to it being grabbed. However... Do you warn everyone else about the rainbow patterns?
We've got huge will saves.
I shove the rainbow pattern off into one corner of the room, so the other three kobolds all walk towards it and stare into that corner. And I say, okay, guys, come up. Don't look in.
For the sake of it, I'm afraid, the only way you can do that is if they go up the stairs, but that's fine, because the room's only like 30 foot wide.
When they get up there, I will go, don't look to your... I'll shout at them before they enter the room, don't look to your right.
That's fine.
If they don't look at it, it's fine.
That's absolutely fine. Right, I don't need rolls or anything. Okay. It is so trivially easy for you to just go and grab this thing. I mean, mostly, like, a peek behind the curtain, if it wasn't held person, its initial action would be to soil itself. You're fine.
Oh, no, little buddy!
Right. Do you combat hug?
No, I don't think I'd need to.
Sel was up first, I'm assuming, because...
Yeah. We're out. We're sort of out of initiative.
There's no point being in initiative, because it's beyond trivial.
Sel has grabbed the little buddy.
Yeah. And
says in Japanese, very calmingly, like, it's okay, we're here to help you,
It proceeds to struggle and try and bite your face.
Yeah. What's
going on?
I'm going
to... Why am I not looking to the right?
You don't even need a combat roll.
There's a hypnotic pattern over there, and it's holding three kobolds. If you look at it,
brilliant.
Can you just go, as well.
Right, fine. Either I'll look at it and be hypnotised, or can I just... I need to go tie them up. Right. Yes. Flipping nailed it.
So what did you roll?
33.
Oh yeah, fair. Yeah, you don't need to worry about it too much.
You know what? To lesser minds, it might be fascinating. To you, it's gauche.
They call this art.
I mean, Sel's going to cast Focus Scrutiny and try and diplomacy this little buddy into being friends.
I'm going to do one thing at a time then. Mm. First things first, tying up the rest.
Yeah.
I am not going to require checks. It is trivial.
I tie them up. I tie them up well, because I'm a sailor.
It's fine. You get that. I don't need the checks.
Great.
They don't have escape artist anyway. Mm. They are all tied up. Sel, do you tie up the one that you're currently trivially overpowering?
Yeah, but very gently. And just like, hey, it's okay. They were
clearly in the middle of some sort of experiment. You should try and work out what they were doing.
Tell me what experiment you were doing, little guy. Or girl. Or not.
While this is happening, Azu is going to, stand near the trap door to make sure that no one's following us up here.
The creature turns to Sel, gives the biggest, toothiest grin that's ever been given, and then, in passable Japanese, chewing the words, says, "Science."
Oh, incredible!
I'm gonna end the episode.
Oh my god, I love him!
Yes!
You all needed little minions. There haven't been enough minions in this.
No, there haven't.
For science!
That is.
So, for science and for minions. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Capital V.
Well,
shall we begin?
Close the window, and then you can.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.